And welcome back to Up to Date. I'm Brian Ellison in for Steve Kraske. It's St. Patrick's Day weekend getting underway, and here at Up to Date, that can mean only one thing. It's the elders.
I would walk all day to Denver. Though I'm still here, it's all uphill. My steps are not so sure, since I've got a lot to leave behind. I know by now that I will find what I'm not looking for. I would swim all night to Saginaw. And I know what I'd be getting into if I found the one and follow where the river flows. And down the road where no man goes, just behind the sun, it's a race inside my soul to keep. Whatever is mine, I can win, but I just try to keep from losing in my wandering life and times. If I took a train to Birmingham, that could have been my battle plan. If only she had tried, I thought I had a winning streak. And I know my will and words were weak, my heart was open wide. I would drive to Van Nuys with moons around my bloodshot eyes and coffee in my veins, every roadhouse in between. On rubber gears and gasoline, if I could see her face, it's a race inside my soul to keep moving, picking up whatever is mine. I can win, but I just try to keep from losing. See her and maybe watch her walking by like I don't know her name. And down by where the water rolls, that late night poetry comes and goes, but everything's the same. Maybe I will find her someday. And I know the circumstances and the secrets have to hide. I'll just keep it all next to the vest and keep on rolling to the west across that great divide. It's a race inside my soul to keep moving, picking up whatever is mine. I can win, but I just try to keep from losing in my wandering life and times. In my wandering life and times.
The Elders, ladies and gentlemen, performing Wander in Life and Times, the title track of their most recent album. Welcome, guys.
Thank you very much. Great to be back. Great to be back at KCOR.
Great to have you back. On. It's been a couple of years, right?
It has been, yeah. We were on with Steve two or three years ago, wasn't it? I think it was 2 years ago.
I think that was also right before St. Patrick's Day. So this is a busy time of year for you guys, isn't it?
It is, yes. We're getting ready to start up on our season, and this is the kind of the kickoff at St. Patrick's Day. It sends us off to all these different places all around the country and around Europe and Ireland and everywhere else. So.
Well, very good. That's Ian Byrne. He's the lead singer and the tambourine star you heard there as well. Ian, why don't you introduce the rest of the band to us?
Yeah, we've got we're in this beautiful studio here. We've got Joe McAlone over there on the accordion, Brent Hode on the fiddle, right beside me Steve Phillips on the guitar and mandolin and vocals, and we've got Kian Byrne on the bass guitar. And what else are you playing over there? And I got Norm Daler over here on banjo. And bass guitar and acoustic guitar and vocals, and somehow we're all in here in this 10 by 10 room.
Yes, you should all see. I wish you could see what a small space that entire crew is in, as well as Buzz there on the soundboard.
Buzz Cock is on the sound door. He's missing all the buttons. He just looks very stressed out at the moment, actually, doesn't he? He's got a very worried look about him.
You can, in fact, see how small a room they are all standing in by going to the KCUR Facebook page, where a photo will reveal that information. You're welcome to tweet your comments as well. We're at KCUR Up to Date. We should mention right off the bat that the Elders' 10th annual St. Patrick's Day Hooli will be at the Uptown Theater tonight, right? No, tomorrow night. Tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Yeah. Also, the Driscoll School of Irish Dance will perform, and you can find a link to information on that at the KCUR website, kcur.org. Remind us, what is a hooli exactly?
A hooli is just kind of a get-together, a party, a shindig. Ooh, you know, call it all as a... I'm going down every hooli. Yes, I think it came actually from America. I think it's more of an American term than it is an Irish term. But
so it's a little bit concert, a little bit, party.
It's just a lash up. It's a good lash up, and everybody's going to. And this is our 10th year to do it, and we're actually going to make a DVD of this one. So
wow,
it's everybody's going to be on the camera. So get dressed and put on your lipstick. You know?
Imagine the Uptown Theater will be quite a happening place.
Yes, it will. And we've got the St. Andrew's Pipes and Drums playing with us as well. And we've also got the OMM dancers as well. So there's going to be about 50 or so dancers and pipes and drums and all. And I got my brother-in-law, Dennis, over here sitting in the studio. See the ugly guy there in the studio?
We have quite a crowd here at the KCUR studio watching today. So
we got a whole load in there. So he came over especially for the show as well. So.
Well, very good. Now, tell us, I mean, we've heard examples, and we're going to hear a couple more examples here in a moment, but what makes Irish or Celtic music so Irish or Celtic? What is it that makes
it? I think it's a natural thing that's in us all, and all rock and roll and rockabilly and jazz, all that stuff came from Europe. All the Europeans came over here, came from Ireland, and they all got together, and all of a sudden they were playing all the different brands of folk music, and it's all 2/4 and 4/4 stuff, and then they all got together. Next thing, bluegrass was born, and next thing, rock and roll came, and it's just in our blood. And I think a lot of our we've activated a lot of our fans from our lyrics. You know, a lot of people over here that they don't realize they have a bit of Irish in them, and they like our songs and make a connection with our songs.
Even people who didn't even know they had any Irish in them, they suddenly discover it.
Everybody does, I think. You know, and we get off that. You get 6 months on the boat, you're ready to start breeding. You know, so there's a lot of Irish. You know?
Well, I think we better stop this conversation before we get any further. This is a public radio station, after all. So tell us a little bit about that song you opened with, Wandering Life and Times.
Yeah, so Brent, get in there, Brent, and talk about the lyric on that one there.
Well, that's a little bit of the story of the band there, in a microcosm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're a wandering bunch. How many months a year do you guys spend on the road?
Pretty much 12 of them.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Over 13.
Yeah, we usually try and take like November and December off, and most of January, but February we started going again, and then March just kicks it off.
And you travel not only the U.S., but Europe, you mentioned, and an annual pilgrimage, I assume?
We do an annual trip to Ireland every year, and we're going again this year again in October, and it's called the Castle Tour. We're going to be literally leasing out full castles. And then we've taken Ashford Castle, we're going to be staying there, in Kilconan Castle in Sligo. And we're going to have medieval nights. Everybody has to dress up in medieval clothes.
Oh, no.
I wasn't aware of this. Chainmail.
Armor. Yeah, right.
We just decided that just now, actually.
Well, I'm glad we can provide space for you to have staff meetings in the future here at KCUR. Well, you're going to play another song for us. What are you playing?
We're going to do this next song. As we talked earlier on about the link between Irish music and bluegrass music, this is the story in a nutshell of starting off in Ireland. The young lad comes over with his fiddle, and then he goes to the Appalachians, and he meets this American fellow with the mandolin, and they get together, and it starts off in Irish music, and then it ends up being a bit of bluegrass music. This tune is called Appalachian Paddy.
The Elders.
Young Dinny McCann, just a sliver of a man, walks down the road with his fiddle in hand, begging for a sixpence to help pay the boat to get him to sail in high tide. To America he go, away from this hole that killed his young sister and shattered his soul. His mother and father he buried. He remembered with honor and pride.
fate she sailed. His fiddle in hand was all that he hailed. He played through the night and saw a smile from a child. Gave hope to the lost and forsaken. As they pray on their knees, many souls lost at sea. The sighting of the land will bring tears to the free. Hopes in the hearts and tears of delight, they'll dance on the decks of the Erin. Put your arms around each other and sing to the angels up high. Shake your fists at the devil and be grudges. Give a kiss to the one by your side. Well, in the bar on the hill, slicking juice from the still, he hears a young lad playing an Appalachian fill. To Dinny he cried, "What's in that black case? 'Tis me fiddle from my mother Ireland." "We'll break it all out," he declares with a shout. "Let's dig for the gold with our strings and the stout. We'll play till we bleed, or break an old string. Our ghosts will move on to the new land. Put your arms around each other and sing to the angels up high. Shake your fists at the devil and be grudges. Give a kiss to the one by your side.
breaking hay. Till the sun comes up and the moon goes down, drink with shine, breaking hay.
The Elders, singing Appalachian Patty. Wow. So Irish whiskey, Irish music till the morning. So basically an autobiographical piece.
Pretty much.
Right? All right.
Pretty much. It really is.
How much is actually, seriously, autobiographical? How much of your story makes up the stories of these songs, all of you in the
band?
It
really is. We don't get political in our songs. We write about experiences. And More Street Girls is a song about when we were all over in... We went touring in Ireland, and there's an area in Moore Street in Dublin where they sell all the fresh meat and fruit and veggies and flowers, and you've got these characters out there, these women out there, big, huge women with no teeth, but they're tough ladies, and they sell all that stuff every day. And I was telling the lads all about it, and we went there and brought the lads there, and it was all changed now with all the European thing all kind of mixing up, and it was all new high-rises and all this new building going on, and they were angry, you know. But anyway, we got talking to these Moore Street Girls, and that kind of inspired a song, the Moore Street Girls. We wrote about them, you know. So.
Yeah. Well, I mean, one piece of your story that is a big story that's really unfolding this weekend is the debut of a new member of the Elders.
Aye, a new younger elder.
Younger elder. So we have Ian Byrne, the elder, and his son... Ian Byrne,
yeah.
the younger elder. I want to talk to both of you about that. Ian, how does it feel to have your son joining the band?
It's been good. It's been really good. Kian has been, obviously, he's a natural musician. He's been in the music business ever since he was born. I didn't know he knew how to play drums until one day, you know, Kathy and I were upstairs in the kitchen, and we could hear this boom, Wipeout getting played downstairs, and she said, "What the heck is that?" We went downstairs, and he was banging away Wipeout downstairs, so he's pretty much... I'm more of an entertainer. He's a musician.
So, so I mean, no offense to any of the other elders, but, Kian, you are the youngest person in this band.
Yeah, I am.
by a couple of years. And what's it going to be like touring with this group of guys?
I'm excited. Like I said, they were all professional when I was born, so it's an honor to play with them.
Now, you play in other bands, too, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I play fiddle in a band called Grizzly Hand.
Okay.
And then bass in a reggae band called New Rhythm.
And you're playing. I saw you playing bass this morning. You're playing drums as well.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
How is drumming in a Celtic rock band different than in any other kind of drumming?
This band is a workout.
Yeah. How so?
They're just a lot of parts. It's pretty specific.
Yeah,
it's,
I know.
It's fun.
Several of you switch instruments for different songs from guitar.
Well, we've changed up a lot of stuff. We're doing a lot of acoustic stuff now, and we don't really know what we're doing. So
I would not have known that. I will tell you that for sure.
We're kind of winging it as we go here, you know. So
how about the subject matter? I heard you tell Steve Kraske a couple of years ago that that Irish music is basically about drinking and fighting. Has that changed as you've matured or evolved as a band?
It used to be. Now it's just about studying and being nice and having a nice time.
Oh, is that right?
So, yeah. we're trying to get away from that stereotyping drunken Irish guy, you know.
Yeah.
So we're all we all go to mass every day. Mm. And
every day, yes.
Never let the truth get in the way of a good story.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
You have a hard time getting away with anything that's not true with five of your friends here.
Yeah, I know it. And we're very close, and we have to be, you know, how long have we been going now? 12, 14, how long have we gone?
We're
12
our 14th
years?
Year now.
14 14th years. Year. You know, so, and this is a hard work, and we, you know, we're stuck in airports a lot, and you're stuck looking at each other a lot, and you kind of get fed up looking at each other sometimes, but all is good. We're still here, and we're still doing it. You know?
Same band all of these years. All,
yeah.
All, all
yeah.
We've been here.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
And why? Like, what about this music is what keeps you doing this?
Why? I have no idea.
We were hoping you wouldn't ask that.
Fair enough. Well, I can only
not the money.
So much.
Yeah, it's not. No, it's just it's in your blood, and we just enjoy, you know, we did writing these songs and playing them, and there's nothing like going to a place where there's a couple of thousand people out there singing your music right back to you.
Wow.
You know, it's there's nothing like it, you know. So.
All right, well, you're going to play us one more. What's
yeah,
the song?
Yeah, we're going to play a song.
From the early days.
Yeah. All right.
This is an old one.
1, 2, 3, 4.
When Packy Kildare was a kid without a care, and his pal was Bucky McGrath. At the age of 10, they talked like men and feared by the rest of the class.
Hey!
The sister Josephine ran a clean machine, and she was nobody's fool. Send them down below to shovel in the coal. They heated us in Brendan's school, and they spilled off the spool, just too cool for school. They called it a waste of time, so every other day was wasted away by the river and a life of crime. Packy, I confess, you have beaten the best with a story to tell all your own. Packy, go home, they're searching for your bones, and your ma's waiting up all alone. Yeah, your ma's waiting up all alone. The clever young man one day had a plan to escape that fate he got coming. Every ounce of coal that furnace could hold to keep that boiler. Temperatures soared to 1,000 or more as the pressure continued to rise. Well, I bore some miles away, burning up another day as the blast lit the midday sky. Packy, I confess, you have beaten the best with a story to tell all your own. Now, Packy, go home. They're searching for your bones, and your ma's waiting up all alone. Yeah, your ma's waiting up all alone. Woo!
Woo!
That's the Elders, Ian Byrne, Norm Daler, Brent Hoad, Joe Miquelon, Steve Phillips, and Kian Byrne. Thank you guys so much for being here today. Will you play us out? Remember, the Elders will have their 10th annual St. Patrick's Day Hooli at the Uptown Theater tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. You can get tickets and find out more information online at our website at kcur.org. You can find out more there about all of our guests and archives and podcasts of our previous programs, including yesterday's weekend to-do list with Brian McTavish, all at kcur.org. Don't forget to follow KCUR on Facebook and this program on Twitter. We're at KCUR Up to Date. Monday on the program, we're live from the State of the City address. Our music is by Bobby Watson and the UMKC Conservatory of Music Concert Jazz Band, but today's music is by the Elders, and special thanks to sound engineer Buzz from the group. We had help today from KCUR's Kathleen Pointer, Danny Alexander, Maria Carter, and Kim Noble. The show is produced by Steven Steigman. It's been a great pleasure being with you this week. Steve Kraske will be back next week. Happy St. Patrick's Day. I'm Brian Ellison, and you are up to date.